Here Be Monsters, the podcast about...
You have no idea who I am.
The podcast about the unknown.
Hello, everybody! Yeah!
So, we're going to do something just a little bit different on the show today. For these first few shows, you've been hearing a lot from me. I'm Jeff Emmon, the executive producer of Here Be Monsters. However, this show expands far past my own work. Here Be Monsters is a collective effort, a team of producers and a body of listeners working together to make the program what it is. So today, you will be hearing from the rest of the production team. A couple of weeks ago, I sent emails out to 5 people that I've met in the recent years. They're all people who have different backgrounds from me and people who have different attitudes as well. However, all 5 of them share this common trait. They're all thinkers, reflectors, the kind of people who mold their thoughts and brew them into something new. And I sent them this email and I said, do whatever you want, just introduce yourself to the listeners. And the show today is going to be a compilation of the responses they gave.
My name is Bethany, and I'm a Montana native and Washington transplant, mooching off the goodwill of my older sister. And I'm on this website, I believe it's called Nerd Fighters, and I'm looking at one of those crossword puzzles. Supposedly it was made by psychologists, and the first words that you find say a lot about you. So let's give it a shot. Let's see. Maniac. Wow. Hate. Furry. Oh no, fury. Damn. And passion. I didn't realize I was so deranged. Well, the test results do not lie. One time, I was a freshman in college. I was trying to impress a guy that I had had a crush on. So to be funny, I started saying something about, oh, isn't it funny that there are these 2 mythological animals that really are just normal animals that you can find anywhere, but they just have horns, a single horn on their forehead. And this guy kind of looks at me with a quizzical look in his face. So I proceed, because I set the bait, about to trap him with my wit. You know, unicorns are just horses with horns, and narwhals are just dolphins with horns. And I sat very smugly thinking that I had made a really clever, clever joke that surely would win his heart. But about 10 minutes later, we were on Google Images looking up pictures of narwhals, and I was very pink in the face. My name is Bethany, and I have fallen asleep on the toilet twice in my life.
I'm just gonna say right off the bat that I'm really bad at introductions. I'm not even that good at remembering to introduce people around me to other people around me. And now I've been talking to you for a good 13 seconds and you have no idea who I am. Off to a great start. I'm Gina Cole. I'm a reporter, an Italian, an avid cuddler, a color-coordinating, size-arranging organizer, and I promise, not nearly as neurotic as that last thing makes me sound. I work somewhere north of Seattle, and I live somewhere north of that, and I really ought to do something productive with the 5 hours a week I spend commuting. Maybe I'll get around to buying some language tapes to brush up on my Spanish or something. I used to be really good at Spanish, but I stopped taking classes on it, and now most of it's gone. I hate that. I wish my brain could just hold on to everything. I guess that's why I find Here Be Monsters interesting. See, the unknown and I don't really get along. I hate not knowing things. Maybe that's why I picked a career where my whole job is to find stuff out and tell that stuff to a bunch of people, and then go find out more stuff about something else. See, I'm worse than a know-it-all. I'm a know-it-all wannabe.
When Jeff asked me to work with him on Here Be Monsters, the first monsters I thought of were ghosts and UFOs and the paranormal. I thought about those mysterious experiences where a force or an energy or maybe even a being leads us to crop circles, autonomously broken mirrors, and unexplained chills down our spines. Naturally, the first thing I did was rewatch the 1980s Poltergeist trilogy, and I came to really appreciate Spielberg's horrifying visual aesthetic and mimicry of dreams, or in this case, nightmares. Big budget aside, I think the film does a pretty good job of incorporating people's biggest fears and giving them an evil, monstrous source. My name is Lindsay Myron. I'm living in Pullman, Washington, and I am fascinated with the paranormal. Not the kind that's exploited on ghost hunting TV shows, you know the one, but the kind of paranormal that people believe in with their entire soul. In my mind, humanity's scientific understanding of the universe just skims the surface of what's out there. And the paranormal is that amalgam of everything else that we can kind of sorta see, feel, hear, or sense if we really try. It's something that you have to pay really close attention to, yet be satisfied with the inevitable lack of information. Poltergeists, ghosts, and UFOs, they're all things you might find yourself filling in the gaps of understanding. They are things you have to explain with your own imagination. They are things you get to dream about. David Lynch, one of my favorite filmmakers, often made his films with outdated recording equipment, saying that if everything on screen is made crystal clear, then that's all there is. But when there are dark corners or questions about what you're seeing, then the mind can go dreaming. This is why I'm choosing to record this and hopefully all of my stories for Here Be Monsters on my dad's old Hitachi VHS camcorder. I want to create holes in the story and the sound so that you, the listener, can dream a little bit. That, and I have no money for a real audio recorder. We may never get answers, or be able to explain it with data and evidence, but just the fact that it's out there, you know, the truth, I think it makes the world a much more interesting place.
Hello, Here Be Monsters listeners. This is Kyle Gutkin. Notice the Gutkin, the way I'm pronouncing it right now. I know it's spelled G-O-O-T-K-I-N, and consequently I used to get a lot of "Hey, Gutkin," like people would really overpronounce the O-O, and it's not that way, but if you have like a weird last name, especially in middle school and high school, people just tend to change the sound of it a little, and then that's your nickname. So a lot of it was Gutkin. As a matter of fact, Microsoft Word even had a nickname for me. It always wanted to change my last name to Goatskin. Just one word, Goatskin. And elementary school was a really bad place to figure that one out. Anyway, as far as the podcast goes, I think my role... well, I'm not really sure what my role is going to be, but there's a lot of stuff that I don't know, and so, you know, I want to write some pieces, and I want us to have a conversation about what I don't know, some things that you don't know, maybe some things that we shouldn't know. I don't know, it's going to be really exciting, and, you know, just get my last name right when you're talking to people about it, if you ever talk to anyone about it. Thanks.
My name is Mark Nowak. I currently work as a senior writer for online music publication Manic Music. I also work as a social media manager and a freelance travel correspondent. And it's ironic that Mr. Entman has chosen me to report for Here Be Monsters, because on numerous occasions he has called me nothing more than a monster. I take a slightly cynical but altruistic take on the things that I perceive. As well, I currently live in Austin, Texas, and I was graced with the opportunity to indulge in one of my monsters, that being the listless desert spanning from Utah to Texas. Approximately a year and a half ago, I was able to travel from Washington to Austin. The deserts hold such a void in them. With those voids, you see mirages, you see ghosts, dependence, oasis, violence, and success. Austin especially is an oasis of hedonism. Conversely, there is so much blank landscape that allows one to have nothing but their thoughts and imagination. With that usage, I intend on documenting everything from that aforementioned hedonism to the despair that holds so much struggle in the American West. So consider me your desert monster correspondent, trying to paint the blank landscape.
And there it is, the Here Be Monsters production team. Consider it a formal hello. Did you hear a gap in there somewhere? Do you think your voice should be heard, or maybe a friend's? Get in touch with us and let us know what you're all about. And the best way to do that? Head over to the Facebook page, where you can connect with other fans, see pictures from the show, and get updates on future episodes. That's facebook.com/HereBeMonstersRadio. Music this week from Lucky Dragons, Swamp Dog, and The Black Spot. Next week, we're going to be talking about some clever horses, so stay tuned.
I used to touch his left ear to make him canter left. And people are like, how are you doing that? And I'm like, well, it's magic. And it's not. It's a system of communication that they're very sensitive to that we may not be as tuned to.
Thanks for listening.